Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Bill Owen and Patsy Rowlands, with special guests George A. Cooper, Gordon Kaye, Deirdre Costello, and Maurice Lane.
Queen of the South, 1. Cowden Beath, 2. No, that's wrong. It should be a draw. It should be a draw. Play till it's a draw.
Sam, wake up.
I need a set of 8 draws. My draws are all wrong. My draws are all wrong.
Sam, cup of tea time.
Hmm? What? Who? Oh, Annabel, what a dream. It's awful. Real nightmare stuff, that.
I heard. Funny to be having a nightmare about underpants.
Underpants?
Yes, you kept saying my drawers are all wrong. My drawers are all wrong.
Not underpant drawers, football drawers. I had this crazy dream we'd won a fortune on the football pools.
You dreamt we'd won the pools.
Annabel, it's true, isn't it? Tell me it's true. We won the pools, didn't we?
It's true. 310,000, £4.10. We go and collect the cheque this evening in London.
Yippee, we've won the pools, we've won the pools. This won't affect our way of life. Oh, no, we've just gone being as mean as ever.
Cup of tea?
I'll have a sip. It looks lovely. How nice of you.
It's all right. Thought I'd make the tea while I was out of bed. Had to get up to be sick in any case.
Annabel, I was mid-sip.
Well, it's facts of life, Sam. First months of pregnancy, most women are sick.
I know that, but they probably don't chat about it while their husband is sipping his early morning cup of tea. They'd probably let him sip in peace, like this.
Well, it's only bile. Comes up ever so easy.
Will you stop it? I'm supposed to be the nasty one in this family, not you.
Starting to rub off.
Well, don't let it. Your mother will never forgive me.
Mother! I'd forgotten. Come on, Sam, up, up, off to work.
Mother, I'd forgotten. Up, off to work. What's got into you? I'm not going to work today.
You must.
I told him yesterday I was probably going to be off ill today. No way could I concentrate on the bank's affairs on the day when I'm going to collect more than they've ever had in the vault.
If you're not going to the bank, well, up and off to the park then. Fresh air, little walk, kids. Here's your socks.
Where's my collar and chain?
Trousers.
Okay, I'll get up. But an explanation's called for.
Mother.
Rose. You can't frighten me as easily as that, Annabel.
She's coming round any time now.
Okay, you frightened me. I'm up. Why did you have to invite her today, of all days?
She's going to give me some lessons.
Lessons? You won't be a mother-in-law for years yet.
No, not mother-in-law lessons, knitting lessons.
Knitting?
Yeah, she's going to teach me how to knit. You know, plain one, purl one, drop one.
Plain one what? Pearl one what? And particularly, may I ask, drop one what?
Stitches. They're the names of the stitches. Plain one and pearl one.
Oh, and how about dropping one?
You do that occasionally between stitches.
Do I?
No, I do.
Oh, good. I thought it wasn't me. One usually knows these things. Hey, hang on. Question. Why knitting all of a sudden?
A layette. For the baby.
Why? It's months to go yet. And anyway, we can buy all that stuff now. We're rich, remember. We could buy a mother care shop and use it for a playpen.
Oh, it's not the same. I've never ever wanted to knit in my life, and suddenly I do. It's a mothering instinct, I suppose.
Well, as long as you don't start sitting on my boiled eggs every morning, I don't mind. I honestly don't think knitting is really you. Annabel, it's Rose, the mad mauler.
No, it couldn't be. It's much too early.
I don't trust her. She's trying to catch me while I'm too sleepy to run away.
It's a man in a peaked cap.
She could be in disguise.
He's got a moustache.
Well, so has she.
He's holding something in his hand, Sam.
Oh, a small brown envelope. No, he's not her. Her shoulders are bigger than that. Impatient to boot. I'll just pop down and boot him.
Oh, be nice, Sam. Don't forget he's just a poor person.
Right, I'll bear it in mind. Good morning. Can I help you? I wouldn't press the chimes again if I were you. You may wake the Alsatians up.
Mr. Samuel Baker?
Yes, I am he.
Telegram.
Thank you. How thoughtful.
I was trying to give them up, but if you insist.
Any reply?
Well, do I know? I haven't read it yet. Anyway, I shouldn't think so, so you can push off if you like.
No, no, I like to stay and watch. You never know what it might be. It could be really bad news. So bad, you might just keel over and lie there, poleaxed. Could even choke to death on your own tongue. Only take 3 minutes, that would. If I wasn't there to save you, that is. Face going from red to puce to purple. Eyes bulging. Big blue veins sticking out all over your neck. Terrible. Dead on your own doorstep. And all my fault for not hanging on just a couple of minutes longer in case you faint with shock at the gravity of the grief you've just read in your telegram.
Has that ever happened while you've been delivering?
No, never. More's the pity. But you just wait. One of these days when me looks in...
What do you mean when you looks in? That is no attitude. It is people like you give public hanging a bad name.
Oh, it's not as bad as it sounds. I've been trained, you see. St. John's Ambulance. I've got it all at my fingertips. Years of study and practice bandaging up dummies. Taking turns with my mates at being the injured one, all that stuff, you know. And I've never had a bleeding thing happen while I've been there. It's infuriating. Everybody else in my group has. People see the little black and white caps come in and drop like flies. Why, me, nothing. I mean, anything small would do, just so I could use my skills just the once. Just once, that's all.
All right, all right. I'll just read this and see if I can do you any good. Faint, fall, have a fit and froth, something like that. Would that be all right?
Well, that's very good of you.
Right. Here we go, then. Dear Samuel Baker, you are a rat. Stop. To win this week as well as me. Stop. I'll never forgive you. Stop. And first opportunity I get, I'm going to duff you up. Stop. And nothing will make me stop. Stop. Yours faithfully, Bolton Bill.
Well?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
No. Well, are you going to faint, fall and froth?
No, afraid not. I haven't got the foggiest idea what this is all about.
But this Bolton Bill says he's going to duff you up. Here, when are you meeting him? I'll come along.
No, I've no idea, I'm afraid.
Well, so there's nothing I can do?
Afraid not.
Oh, well, I'll be off then.
Okay, ta-ra, postie.
Bye-bye.
Sam? Sam?
Good God, it's Rose, the mad mauler. Pretend not to see her, that's the answer.
Sam? It's me, Rose. Oh, dash, he can't have seen me coming. Sam? It's me, Rose. Open the door, dear. Sam, I'm so excited.
Hello, Mum, you're early.
Oh, it's you. I expected Sam. Just saw him pop in, thought it'd be him. Annabelle, you've still got your nightie on. You can't come to the front door with your nightie on. It's not right.
Hang on, I'll just whip it off.
You behave yourself. You're the wife of a bank employee and a mother-to-be. Should have a little more sense of decorum. Where is he?
Well, he's down here somewhere. He didn't come back upstairs again. Sam?
Probably in the kitchen getting himself something to eat. Honestly, dear, you must start feeding him properly. 3 years married to you and he looks like something from Oxfam. Sam?
Sam?
Well, this really is amazing. He's just disappeared without trace. You know, Annabelle... If there was a bowl of cornflakes on the table, half-eaten slice of toast and marmalade and a warm pot of coffee, it would be the Marie Celeste to a tea.
Mum, I'm frightened.
Oh, Sam! Oh!
Sam!
Oh, Sam, what are you doing in there with that mop on your head?
Rose, what a pleasant surprise to see you. I'm sorry, I've got to dash, Rose, off for walkies.
Oh, what a pity. Still, may see you when you get back.
No, 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 don't worry. I'll keep my eye on the front door. Make sure you've gone.
Sam, you are awful. Always joking. Shall I put the kettle on, Annabelle?
No, I'll put it on the stove if I was you.
Yes, please, Mum.
Oh, it's a lovely sense of humour. Lovely sense of humour. You're a lucky girl, Annabelle.
Daft as a brush. Bye, Annabelle. I'm off.
Don't be late back, Sam. 6 o'clock train to London, remember?
Damn. I hate going to those foreign cities.
Well, look on the bright side. At least there's no chance of bumping into Fred up there, is there?
Annabelle? What a clever girl. That's the one consolation I never even considered. Guaranteed escape from Flash Fred for a whole evening. Terrific!
Hello, Marigold. Aye, it's Fred here. You don't know anyone called Fred here. No, 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 no. It's Fred here calling. Fred the brush salesman. You took one of each and got a bit of discount. Discount. Aye, that's the one. Oh, yes, I thought you would. Well, you can expect that one to tickle you. I see you sat on it accidentally. But well, look, Marigold. I'll get to the point. There's an amazing coincidence happened. You know you said your husband's away Wednesday evenings? Aye, lovely memory I've got. Lovely everything I've got. I'm fantastic. that's right. Well, every month my firm lets each salesman raffle an evening out on the tiles for the 20 best customers of the 4 weeks. Aye, that's right, 20. Aye, I've just held the raffle now on my dining room table. Aye, that's right, you've won. Aren't you the lucky girl? No cheating. Well, very little. I mean, your name just happened to be on every ticket. You'll be able to go all right, won't you? You will? Oh, that's terrific. I'll pick you up at 7, okay? Where are we going? Well, where do you think, love? London, of course. It's the only place. And no expenses spared. Marigold, I'm going to prove you did the right thing by buying your brushes off Freddy the Fantastic. Good. I'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Come on, Sam. Hurry out of the bathroom. I really do believe you're getting as bad as Fred, you know.
Shan't be long.
Nice of them to provide a whole suite for us to freshen up in.
Nice of us to take all that money off their hands.
If you don't hurry up, we're going to be late for the presentation.
I'm coming. Ta-da! Well, what do you think? What do you think, then?
What have you got on?
Oh, come on, it's not that funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. You took me by surprise. Where did you get that incredible beard from?
I cut it off your wig.
You cut up that beautiful wig my mum gave me?
It's an awful wig.
Well, I'm not surprised if you cut a beard out of the back of it.
Don't worry. If you're that upset, I'll buy your wig shop for Christmas.
You're not going out like that, are you?
Of course I am. There's cameras everywhere in London. We've got to hide our faces and protect our anonymity. Look, I've got a surprise present for you as well. All wrapped up in tissue paper.
What is it? Oh, Sam, just what I've always wanted. A mask like yours.
Come on, Robin, don your disguise. We must be about our work.
Where's my beard, Batman?
When you're older, Robin. Besides, that wig wasn't big enough for two beards. Come on, let's get off to that presentation, eh?
That would have slapped up me, lad.
Ah, you're right there. What do you think, Annabelle?
Oh, no washing up. Marvellous.
Well, we can afford to eat like this every day if you want to now, Bill. No problem, all that money, eh?
I've never in my life seen so many bushes as this place has got. It's amazing, isn't it?
I think they're to screen people off.
Hide the goings on, eh? Hey, right, I think it's time to drink a toast to the nicest thing to come out of our little windfall, Bill. It has been a pleasure meeting you, Bill.
Hear, hear, Bill.
And I'd like to thank you both for letting me join your evening celebrations. Oh. I hope the new baby's as nice as its dad and mum. Oh. And I'm sorry about sending you that rude telegram, Sam, saying I was going to duff you up.
That's all right, Bill. I know the feeling exactly.
Well, I wouldn't have sent it if I'd have known how nice you were.
Very kind of you to say so, Bill.
And also, if I'd have known how big you were.
Very wise.
I don't hold it against you anymore that you stopped me getting £500,000.
It's a pleasure.
And to prove there's no hard feelings, I'd like to pay the bill. Waiter?
No, I couldn't possibly allow that. You're our guest. I'll pay the bill, Bill. Waiter?
Bill.
Pardon?
You said Bill.
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 Your bill, sir. Your bill, sir.
Oh, thanks, oh. Yes. £72, eh? I've only got £12 on me.
And that's £11 more than I've got.
And I've left my chequebook at home.
And I haven't even got a chequebook.
Hey, no, never mind. Look, where's my pools cheque? Eh? Here we are, look. Take it out of that, will you, and keep a pound for yourself.
Sir.
And a bit more coffee, Bill.
Ah, just a bit, love.
Sam.
What?
Over in the far corner at reception.
Where? What are you Oh, no.
Yes.
What's he doing here, in London?
I don't know.
Why does he always have to turn up when I don't want to see him?
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What are you whispering for?
You see that man over there with the moustache and the buxom blonde?
Yes.
He's me dad.
Oh, doesn't he know?
Oh, yes, he knows. Oh, yes, but I don't want him to know.
It's a bit late, isn't it?
No. About us, about this pools thing.
Oh, shan't tell him that.
The waiter is bringing him this way.
What shall we do?
Look, duck down behind the bushes. Come on,
right.
Hey, what am I ducking down for? He's not my dad.
Because you're our friend.
Right.
They've put him at the next table behind the screen.
Oh, God.
Your table, sir.
I'll sit with me back to the greenery to watch the colour reflecting in your beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Not yours, hers.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Oh, Fred, you're a one.
Tonight, my little petal, I am the one.
Oh, Fred.
See how your lily-white hand lies in mine, so soft, so yielding, like you, my little flower. Let me catch each fleeting moment and lock them forever in my memory.
The menu, sir.
Prawn cocktail, steak and chips for me.
Poetry. Sheer poetry. I'll glance at the menu, but I'm sure you're right.
Smarmy old lecher. I have a good mind to go and tell her that he's going to be a granddad.
Oh, let him have his bit of fun. It's no business at all.
Signora, signore.
Hey? Yes?
You have lost something in the bushes?
No. We were just...
We thought we saw a caterpillar.
Escaping from the salad, you know.
I am the manager. Your check, sir. I enjoy your little joke. But now, would you please pay the bill?
It's no joke. There you are. Take it out of that.
The check is for £310,004.10, yes?
Yes.
And you expect me to change it?
Well... It's all I've got on me, apart from a couple of quid.
Now, just a minute. I think I can solve this problem.
Good.
Now, you take your cheque back, Sam. There you are. Now, manager, take it out of that one.
Ah, thank you very much. Now, let me see. 310,004... Signor, you think I was born yesterday? You think I am a stupido? I'm a cretino, eh? I've had enough of this foolishness. Now... You pay your bill immediately or I will call the police.
He ripped my cheque up, Sam.
I hope you don't mind me saying so, but that was an incredibly rude thing to do. Not at all British. That is the trouble with Italian restaurants. They're full of foreigners.
Foreigner? Foreigner? You dare to call me a foreigner? Waiter!
Sommelier, sir.
Sommelier. Eat him.
Yes, sir.
Oh! What the hell's going on? Get off my table, you! Waiter, there's a man in my soup.
Hello, Grandad.
Oh, Sam. Good heavens, is there no escape? Get up, you're crushing me croissant. What do you think you're doing?
The waiter hit me, Dad, in the shrubbery.
What? How dare he hit my little boy in the shrubbery? Come with me.
Be careful, Fred.
Which one?
That one.
Excuse me, Annabelle. Hey, spaghetti! Come over here.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Aye.
Ah! How dare you!
It's easy.
Hey, Giovanni, throw this man out.
I'd like to see him try.
Oh! It's all right, Dad. I'll get him.
Hit him, Sam!
Enter him back, Sam! No. Attenzione!
Ow! Bleeding out!
Outside number 10 Downing Street, that the meeting between the Prime Minister and the trade unionists has just broken up.
The telly.
We shall be going.
You're missing the news again, dear.
At the end of the news.
I don't know why I bother.
Now for the rest of the late
you
night.
You really must have a chat to Dr. Clive about his sleeping business.
Restaurant, allegedly involving two men, who this evening received between them one of the largest recorded payments in the history of the football pools, over £610,000. Here now is some film taken earlier as the two gentlemen, who wish to remain anonymous, leave the London hotel after receiving their checks.
Look, it's Annabelle. One from the north. What on earth is she doing in London with a strange
this
man?
This will not change our way of life. And finally this
it's
evening...
Sam! George, wake up! Annabelle and Sam have won the pools. And too shy to tell us. Oh, what a lovely boy. I must ring the family in case they don't know yet. I'll ring them all. Sam's a success. Oh, first a baby, now the pools. Sam's a genius.
I'm tired and I want to go
Well,
back.
Nearly home, eh?
Yeah.
Enjoyed yourself?
Oh, smashing. I'm tired, though.
Yeah. Bolton Bill's a good bloke.
Yeah, terrific fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was.
Wow. You got the front door key?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, I can't wait to get to bed.
Annabelle, that's the nicest thing you've said all evening.
Here he is!
I don't believe it. Annabelle, we've got 300 burglars. Good God, it's relatives. What on earth is going on?
Oh, Sam, Annabelle. Oh, Sam, you clever lad.
Oh. Rose.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed my little surprise, Sam. I knew you'd want your family around you at a time like this.
A time like what?
Your moment of great triumph. That lovely pool's win. Oh, Sam, I'm so pleased for you both and for the baby. I rang everybody up and they were all so eager to come.
Oh, bet.
So we decided to make a party of it. And your dad's here. He was so out of breath, said he'd had a busy night. Came through the kitchen window, so eager to get in he was. Oh, Sam, I'm so excited. I could kiss you.
Annabelle, she'd asked it again. Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle, who's been keeping a big secret?
How did you find out?
You were on television.
But I was wearing a disguise.
Oh, you couldn't fool me, Sam. I'd recognise that lovely smile anywhere.
Damn, I forgot my lovely smile.
Congratulations, Sam. We're all proud of you.
Who are you?
I'm your Uncle Brian.
Uncle Brian? I haven't seen you since I was 5.
Well, you've never needed me, Sam. We must all stick together in time of need.
Well, I don't need you now.
Oh, I know, but I need you.
Oh, God. It has started already. I've got to get out of this. Make way, please. Please, make way. Oh, bit of sanity at last. There's George asleep on the stairs. And Daddy on the landing sporting a beautiful black eye. Marvellous. Hello, Dad. Sorry we lost you outside the police station. You and your buxom friend get back, all right, eh?
Sort of.
I didn't know you got a black eye in that fight.
I didn't. I bumped into something when I took my friend home.
What?
My friend's husband.
Oh. Oh, well. Hey, why not circulate a bit? You never know your luck. There must be someone reasonable in Rose's family.
I can't circulate.
Why not?
Rip me trousers climbing over your back bench.
Your friend must be gotten you a fortune in invisible mending. Right, I'm off to make a speech. Excuse me, madam, could I borrow your chair a moment? I want to climb up on the table.
I'm not madam, I'm Aunt Beryl.
I've never heard of you.
Annabelle's Aunt Beryl.
Oh, don't panic, there's enough for everyone. Excuse me. Order, order. Come in, all of you. Now, come in.
A speech, Sam, come on.
Hey, what are you going to do about all the begging letters, Sam, eh?
Quiet, quiet, please. I have dreamt of winning the pools every week since I first filled them in.
Well, the dream's come true, Sam, eh?
Let him speak, let him.
And the dream was better than the reality. Look at yourselves. Annabelle and I are having a baby. And not one of you has congratulated us about that, eh? Though Rose must have told you. No, the pools and the money are more important. All right, this is what you came to see. And see it you shall. Pay the bearer, on demand, the sum of £310,004.10. And I'm sure you would all like to share in our good fortune. And so you shall.
Hey, why are you crumpling that cheque into a ball, Sam?
Could I have that ashtray, please, Auntie Beryl?
Here you are, Sam, dear.
Thanks.
What's she up to? I can't see.
Don't know. It's got a lighter out for some reason.
Put the cheque on the ashtray and,
There you are, there you are. Ash, just ash. Now, are you all ready for your share? Well, here you are. Right, you've all had your share. Now you can all get out. Go on, get out. Bye, Rose. Bye, George.
Oh, Sam. Oh, Annabelle.
Bye, Mum. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye, dear.
When I win the pools, you'll get note. Hear that note?
Goodbye, son.
You needn't worry with all the rest, Dad. Not if you don't want to.
This is a bit of a turn-up, isn't it?
Well, if you don't want to leave with the rest, you can go through the kitchen window and over the back fence instead.
That is more like it. Good night, Sam.
Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Sam.
Yes, Annabelle?
Well, I know you were upset, but how could you possibly do such a thing?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
The quickness of the hand deceives the eye. Crumple check in right hand, put right hand into right hand coat pocket to remove lighter. While getting lighter, change check for another crumpled ball of paper already concealed in pocket. Bring out hand containing ball of paper and lighter, ball of paper onto ashtray, light it, gas from the audience, result, no begging letters.
You set it up?
Mm-hmm. One check.
Oh, Sam, you're fantastic.
Paul Daniels would have done it better. Not a lot, but better. Still, Annabelle, not bad for an amateur, eh?
But if you didn't burn the check, what did you burn?
I burnt the bill from the restaurant.
You've been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabelle, with Bill Owen as Fred and Patsy Rowland as Rose. Also this week, George A. Cooper featured as Bolton Bill, Gordon Kay as the Telegraph Man, Deirdre Costello as Marigold and Auntie Beryl, and Morris Lane as the Waiter and Uncle Brian. The theme music was written by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose. Hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people.